The Railcats kicked off their preseason yesterday, and you'll hear from camp manager Greg Taggart later. But first, it's high school baseball in Crown Point, who knocked off Merrillville 10-2 yesterday. Washington Township was a winner over Westville 12-2. Morton knocked off Hammond High 11-0 thanks to Edgar Gallegos, who had an inside-the-park homer for the Governors. Morton pitchers Angel Ramirez and Albert Kopp combined for the shutout, with Ramirez striking out 7. As for the Railcats, they kicked off their 2019 preseason with a 3-1 loss to Schaumburg at U.S. Steel Yard yesterday. We had a chance to talk with Cat manager Greg Taggart after the game.
This first couple days, especially today, Tommy, when you bring over our sister club, the Boomers, it gives me a chance to just to observe. It really is more from an observation standpoint. So the best thing I can take away is now we go on the road trip, play Kansas City, which we've done the last few years in the exhibition season. You know, things will step up a little bit in terms of the caliber of player we'll see over the next couple days. But, you know, the best thing we get out of it, we get some looks at some guys for the first time, really.
In girls softball yesterday, Maddie Young had herself quite the day. She struck out 10 in 5 innings pitched and also drove in 3 runs. Crown Point knocks off LaPorte 13-0. Faith Bertner also homered for the Bulldogs. Wheeler was the winner yesterday, beating Calumet 14-0. And guess who's back in first place? It's the Cubs, who beat Miami 5-2 at Wrigley, while St. Louis lost to Philadelphia. Cubs have a half-game lead on the Cardinals in the NL Central. The White Sox won over Cleveland again. Two nights ago, it was by blowout. This time, it was a shutout. 2-0 Sox over the Tribe. And for Lakeshore Public Radio, with the help of the Northwest Indiana Times, with the high school baseball and softball scores, I'm Tommy Williams.